Our friend Andy Gagan is here from Gagan Brothers Brewing Company. Welcome, Mr. Gagan.
Hey, how are you?
Outstanding. Good to see you.
It's good to be seen.
You got a lot going on, as always, at Gagan's, and we want to talk about what's happening with beer, certainly, and what's going on in the tasting room, but I reached out to you a couple of weeks ago when I saw this new project that you're doing on YouTube that I think is fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about Tasting Room Conversations?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so we're really kind of starting at the beginning with this thing, you know, and the whole concept has been, you know, I love beer. I love craft beer. I love the process of making beer. But the number one thing I love about what I do is meeting people, and we have such a vast wealth of really cool people in our community, and so many times I meet people and learn their stories, and I had no idea that this person did this thing and impacted our community in these certain ways, or that this sort of thing existed in our community, and I get to find that out all the time, and I find it out at our pub or at any number of places that we travel across the state and have a beer and meet people. And I thought, you know, I want to bring some of that to light. I think we are in our state telling too many stories about brain drain and needing to draw people and all these things about how we need. And I want to turn it on its head and say, you know what? I've met a lot of people that are making our area awesome, just really cool, that are doing some really great things that make Maine the place that we all want to be. And let's shine a light and say, this is great and this is awesome, and we're going to tell these stories and we're going to talk. And what better way to do it than over a beer in the tasting room?
Yeah, well, I love that idea. And I love the approach to it as well. I was talking about this with some people last night. We were out downtown and talking about the fact that as somebody who grew up here, there is no way I would have believed anybody if they had told me 20, 25, or 30 years ago what downtown Bangor and what the Brewer Waterfront, what the Bangor Waterfront would be like today, and the options that are out there for people. And there are people leaving the state, but there are a whole lot of people staying, and there are a whole lot of people who leave and then come back and are doing tremendous things to make this a place that we're all proud to call home.
Yeah. And I, you know, we've recorded a few episodes now, and we're really getting our feet under us on how that's all going to go and the technical side of it. I mean, none of us are producers or anything, you know, but we're good at having these conversations. And you know, the beautiful aspect of it is it's not produced. It's not overly done. It's legit. Me sitting down with somebody and talking about, you know, what they do, but more importantly, who they are and what they're about and why they are here and what their passions are, and all kinds of cool stuff. So, I mean, we've set up some conversations with some really, really cool people already. We talked with Jared Eads, that went live last week. Jared Eads from Waterfront Concerts. He's been with that crew since the very beginning. And we talked about the rise of that and how, again, kind of a crazy idea that transformed our area. And love it or hate it with the concerts, I understand, you know, the people that want to have it turned down a little bit and these sorts of things. That's a cool perspective, a fine perspective to have. But, you know, from what I see, it's just been an incredible boost to our economy and a wonderful thing, and bringing culture and bringing experience. And, you know, when I grew up in this area, it was a place that I knew I wanted to stay, and I wanted to stay here because of the natural resources that we have. I love getting out into the woods and experiencing life through that. I wanted to stay for my family because I'm deeply rooted in the community here with my family. But I honestly, as a high school student, thought, what is going to be here? You know, what is this going to be like? And I'm so thrilled to be able to start this process of telling some of these stories about why now Bangor is a place that people come to because they want to be here. You know, they don't get stuck here anymore. They're not stuck here, and they're not ending up here because they met a girl, and they're not ending up here because this is where their job was. They're seeking out opportunities to come to Bangor and stay in Bangor and come to Maine and stay in Maine.
So you record these conversations right at the tasting room over at Brewer.
Yep. We sit down and legit, we just pour a pint and we talk and drink the beer. And, you know, we're not setting any real parameters. Some of them are going to be 10 or 15 minutes of a conversation. Some are, you know, we talk for an hour and try and cut it down to, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And as long as the content's interesting and people are telling their stories and real things are coming out, then I think it's great.
Well, part of it too, and I mentioned this on the air last week, is I think you're uniquely qualified to do this because you have such an interesting background yourself. You, for a young man, and I say that because I was one of your teachers,
yeah.
So I feel like you must be a young man. But yeah. You've done a lot of things in your life.
I have, yeah. I found out early on in life, and I attest a lot of this to my parents, you know, pushing me to try things and be okay with succeeding and be okay with failing and figure stuff out. And I've had a lot of opportunities. I've been really blessed with a lot of opportunities, and I've taken those opportunities and gone after them. So, you know, I've taught high school. I have been a full-time pastor. I have, you know, been in the restaurant industry and the brewing industry. And, you know, I have a lot of diverse interests. And through those things, I've met a ton of really, really cool people.
And I think what you said earlier is so true when you talk about business as well, that, look, you make a great product. You've got great beer. The restaurant always had great food. But the reason Gagan's has been around since 1975 is because of the people and the relationships that you formed with customers.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I keep getting up every day to make sure that the crew's supported and has what they need to make the best products and make sure that everything's right in the restaurant and make sure all of that stuff is for the people. You know, if it was just about making beer and sending it off, I wouldn't have any passion about it. That's not what it's about. Right. These tasting room conversations are the heart and soul of why I do what I do. Whether or not we record them or I just get to keep all of it to myself doesn't really matter to me. But I thought it would be a great opportunity for us to really have a great chance to say, hey, come join in on this and come join in on this and be proud of who you are and what you're doing and let's tell some stories. And I don't want it to be one track minded. I don't want it to be one sort of lean or another. I've reached out to some people that I am in contact with from a political standpoint on both sides of the aisle, some extremes on both sides of the aisle. And it's not for me to come and say, hey, this is how we should think. But, hey, what do you think? What's going on? How's this going? And talk to people and really let them express the fullness of their thought.
Well, because we don't do that enough. And what we rarely do these days is actually listen to people, particularly those that we don't agree with. It's become too easy with social media and with television stations that are geared to one specific point of view just to say, I don't have to hear what people say if I don't agree with them. And we're never going to find common ground if we do that.
Yeah. The only mandate that I have when thinking about somebody to come on is this somebody that's going to have a conversation that's going to be real and honest and humble. I mean, passionate, but humble about it and really just express an opinion and a thought that is interesting and authentic to our community. And you know, I hope it takes a lot of different turns and a lot of different voices and a lot of different ideas. And you know, I'm excited about this project more than I've been excited about a lot of things, just because of what you just said. We need this so badly right now. And I'm not some you know, person who's going to be the best at this, but I have a platform that I can do this, that I can open up the door and say, you know what, I'm going to listen. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to be inquisitive. I'm going to shine a light into a lot of different corners of our community and hopefully have us come to a place of cordial understanding and a give and take and a thoughtfulness. And then also just some new pride for our community. We're going to hear about people that are doing some really cool things and be encouraged by those.
I love it. It's a great idea. I like what I've seen so far. For people who want to see the Tasting Room conversations, I know you're posting them on Facebook. They're on YouTube as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're posting on our Facebook pages the links to our YouTube channel, Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery YouTube channel. And that's where they're going to be all hosted. And you know, stick with us. And if you're listening and you think, you know what, I've got a story I want to talk about, We're getting a lot of people who want to talk, and I'd love to talk to you and see if we can fit it in.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love that. And tasting room and the brewery and the restaurant, things are going great guns. It's a busy time of year. What's happening that we should be aware of?
Yeah, things are going really well. You know, we've got a few new beers that are coming out, which is really exciting. We've really been working on redoubling our efforts on the detail things at the pub. If you've been through lately, you'll see the new lobby area. Nothing major change. We try all the time at the pub to change without changing, you know, have it mm-hmm. feel like it did when you came there with your parents or your grandparents or anything like that, and really hold true to those roots, but still change and make things better. So we've been doing a lot of stuff there, but some exciting new beers coming out. We've got our Press 2 Mexican Lager is going to be coming out for the summer months. That's going to be a really nice, easy, light lager, crushable, as Donnie would say, flappable. That's a word we're using now. But then a couple other beers we're really excited about putting into cans that we haven't done yet will be the Dad's Oatmeal Stout is going into a can.
Oh, very nice.
I thought you might like that one.
I do.
Yep. And we are putting out our Big County, which is an IPA, using all main ingredients, all from Aroostook County. It's the first beer that we've made that is going into a can that is entirely main ingredients. So we're
fantastic.
Really, really excited about that one. We're going to be launching that in around June, mid-June, and releasing that statewide.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
Andy
pretty
Gagan,
cool.
We appreciate you coming in. Good luck with everything you guys are doing. I think you do it right in so many ways, because it's always about community first and family and all the things that we're all so proud of. So
yeah.
Thanks
well,
for everything
thank you.
You
and yeah, that's the goal. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers.
Andy Gagan from Gagan Brothers Brewing Company, from the pub, the tasting room. Check out Tasting Room Conversations on Facebook and YouTube as well.